Welcome to this presentation, a review of teachers' attitudes towards attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, insights for school leaders. My name is Jacqueline Yu, and my co-author, Mitchell Chartrand, and I completed this traditional representative review as a part of the University of Calgary's Master of Education program. Given the prevalence of ADHD and the well-established risk factors for youth, high-quality teacher-student relationships are essential for students' socio-emotional and academic development. Given the relationship between attitudes and behavior, a current review of the research surrounding kindergarten to grade 12 teachers' attitudes towards students with ADHD in Western countries could help direct school leaders regarding how they can improve teachers' perceptions and promote more inclusive schools. Our research question queried, in what ways do teachers' perceptions of students with ADHD influence their attitudes towards students with this label? Since attitude is often defined as a multidimensional construct, our findings were deductively analyzed according to themes derived from Mulholland and Cummings' 2016 Teachers' Attitudes Towards Disabilities Framework, which defines attitude according to cognitive beliefs, affect, and perceived control. In terms of results, we found that teachers held both positive and negative perceptions. This ambivalence and teachers' expressed desire to improve their efficacy suggests that professional development could lead to positive impacts on teachers' attitudes towards their students. With regards to concerning perceptions, teachers express biases related to gender, stereotype behavior, and academic potential. As such, school leaders should raise awareness of implicit bias and involve teachers in the development of teacher expectation interventions. As well, teachers describe negative emotional responses such as stress and frustration. Moreover, a weakness in the literature pertained to the lack of evidence for context factors, and teachers also noted feeling underprepared to meet the needs of learners with this diagnosis. These findings highlight the need for school leaders to actively consult teachers regarding factors that impact their professional efficacy and to provide practical evidence-based strategies needed for teachers to confidently meet learners' needs. Lastly, these findings suggest that teacher wellness may also have an important connection to teachers' perceptions of their students, and so effective self-care strategies such as mindfulness may also have value during professional development. Thank you for your time and interest in our research.